All right, guys, I had one last idea that I added to the slides, and I was like, man, okay, I found my 1998 J. Abraham newsletter. What about that? And so anyway, we got some cool stuff happening, and the weekend was just rocking, as all of you know. I want to make a couple notes here real quick. I'm getting ready to go play golf in D.C. Now, I don't know this year because of COVID if Obama's going to play in the same tournament again this year. I hadn't got the guest list yet. Last year he did. I'm going with my buddy who, get this, he met this guy who's a member up at this Robert Trent Jones Club up in D.C., and he met him on an airplane coming home from London, and now we're up here playing golf with him. How about that in a tournament? So, anyway, so life is good. We are going to have a good run today. I've got all kinds of stuff to go over, so I'm going to go ahead and get rolling, and then we will open it up to all of our panelists as always. And got up this morning and, you know, had an idea last night that caused all this, and you know, just by looking at the numbers. But first off, I always tell you this: hey, any ideas, send it to salesteampro.net. Ideas at salesteampro. Lucas follows up on all of the support tickets. Kristen is the point person for any of you $100,000 earners, or if you made 10 grand in the previous month, we want to hear from you every week. It just blows me away, all the great people that we add. I mean, we're always adding new people, always getting great ideas. And the way we get it is from you. And I can just tell you, we've been doing some work. Steve has been doing work based on the company's thing over the last month or so. And Steve is about finished with everything that needed to get done to get everybody happy and going in the right direction. So with that being said, we're getting ready to do a lot of cool stuff with Sales Team Pro. So here's what's happening. Okay, of course, we got our normal schedule. Now, I bring this up because a lot of times what happens is people get tired of the grind. They think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to let up. You know, I was talking to I had 7 appointments yesterday, Primerica appointments. Of those 7 appointments, it just blows my mind, all of the business that's out there. And all of this business was part of, I've been sending people through the system. I got brief following up every day. I just keep doing, I had 7 appointments, and all 7 kept. Okay, yesterday, which is very unusual. And I don't know how much money I'm going to end up making, but it's crazy. I did an end of term, and I asked the guy a question about 60 days ago, 90 days ago. I said, hey, I got a question for you. Do you have anybody helping you with your money? And he said, no. I said, well, I'll help you with your 401. He said, I have a 401k, and he works at Ford Motor. And the guy had $670,000 in his 401k. And so I showed him how to allocate it. Of course, didn't get paid. He's 57 years old, that kind of deal. And I got an appointment on my calendar yesterday. And the guy, he's got a retirement plan option he needs to decide about. I call him up, and Ford gave him an option, a buyout for $2,400 a month. That was his choice number one for him and his wife the rest of his life. Or he can get $800,000 up front. How about that? And I ran this numbers for him, but this came from asking on an end of term this guy's been getting stuff from us on a regular basis from forever. Okay. End of term comes up, do the end of term, help him with his 401k, don't get paid. All right. Now I've got an appointment to meet with him individually on Monday. All right. And now we got the 670 401k rollover and the 800, okay, that's new. So it's out there everywhere. So what you have to do is grind away and use the system. That's what I always want to make money and not have to put effort in 24/7. Last week, I was out of town. I went down to Seaside or Rosemary Beach down on the Gulf Coast down in Florida. I was there from Monday until Sunday. Actually, yes, Sunday. I'm leaving today. I'll be back Friday. I play golf Saturday and Sunday in a tournament here. And then I'm going to Orlando on Wednesday with Mike Utes to play in his member guest. And guess what, guys? Last month, I made $76,000. That's what you want to do. You want to get your – but you, and the way you do it is you let everybody else help you make money. That's what this thing's all about. I keep saying this, but you got to – as I get through this, you're going to see why I'm digging into it the way I'm digging into it. But anyway, so coming up, we got our kickoff meeting November 14th. Drop me from a parachute anywhere. I'll be making money instantly. It's going to be a great – you know, idea type thing. Our book report weekend, I think, was the very best thing we've ever put on. I thought, I mean, I listened to the, I mean, all the different ones that came out. I mean, it just takes, you know, it takes 15 minutes. And then I saw an advertisement. I was like, do they know what I promoted? Okay. I saw an advertisement on Facebook. It said how you can, in 15 minutes a day, you can change your life in 30 days. And it's 15 minutes of the best books on tape. All right. And I started thinking that, what a great idea. Of course, Ed killed it Sunday night. We had, you know, I listened in, I was on the plane on part of it. Then I went back, I listened to a recording yesterday, absolutely killed it. And some of the greatest recruiting presentations you could ever have is that Sunday night, last night. You could just say, hey, I want you to listen to this thing. This is what I'm in. Okay. Could be one of the greatest recruiting presentations. It was all about doing the right thing for people, saving money, changing my life. Okay. So you might use that as a, something to let people watch. We got all these landing pages that are up. If you haven't checked them out, we got every kind of landing page you can imagine. We got the Sales Team Pro bookstore. We stuck that on there. So if you want to buy these books, the recommended books, all you do is click, it goes right to Amazon. They ship it same price. Just go right in there and do that. Okay. What do we got coming? All right. So I talked to Steve.
I talked to Steve
and I said, you know, we got some things I want to get done.
Here to go
Who we got? Anyway, I don't know who it is. Anyway, exciting things to come. So here's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to do a Sales Team Pro dashboard makeover. All right. Now, what I'd like for you to do, if you have ideas on the way that you think there's some ideas that would make it easier to use, all that stuff. And part of the reason that we have that the thing's a little every which way is because that's my brain. And so what happens is I get an idea and I call Steve and I say, Steve, let's do this. And then he's got to figure out how to stick that idea in next week. And so what we're getting ready to do is getting ready to just change it around where it's easy to follow a little bit better, that kind of stuff. So if you have ideas, send us that. We're getting ready to add a pipeline report.
Good news for you.
And the pipeline report, I started looking at that. A couple days ago, I was like, man, I got so much stuff hanging out. Okay. I mean, I got rollovers. I got people that I need to close. I got millions of dollars sitting out there. I got people I need to recruit and follow. And we got the follow-up. Okay. But we're getting ready to add a pipeline report. Here's what the pipeline is. You take your contact card. This is kind of the idea. You're going to check the box of a it's either to earn money, okay, with a sale, life, sale, security, sale, whatever. You're going to check whatever it is, or recruit. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take and you're going to put in there in your pipeline the potential, what you think you're going to make on it. Well, I think I'm going to make $6,000 on this deal right there, okay? I'm going to give it a 80% chance, all right, which now I'm going to get $4,800. And then you're going to log into Sales Team Pro and you're going to pop up and you're going to say, okay, I got $26,000 sitting in my pipeline right now. Here's the names. Here's how much money I'm going to make. I'm going to go get that business. So we're going to add this pipeline. So when you log in, you're going to see this. You're going to know exactly how much you got estimated coming. And then you'll start managing your pipeline because your pipeline is what's going to pay you, right? I got six recruits that I think I'm going to close out. These are all this kind of stuff. We got that. I'm looking at year-end client and kickoff webinars. And then also we've had this happen, had people over and over again say, family financial workshop. So we're going to put these things together over the next 3 months in the form of a big, we'll continue doing everything we're doing, but in the form of a big Saturday webinar, like we did at the beginning of the year, Fix Your Finance 2020. We're doing the same thing there. All right. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go through, kind of hit up how to use Sales Team Pro and build the base shop. I talked about that. You know, I saw this 1998 newsletter, and the basics of the J. Abraham newsletter. I found it in my stuff. He says, Colonel Sanders knew the secret. There are something like 31 secret ingredients that made Kentucky Fried Chicken so popular in the 60s and 70s. and he would never reveal the recipe. All right. So would Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's got their formula, never reveal the recipe. It's interesting. Make that amazing. Just what a powerful and dramatic difference a few ingredients can add to the overall formula of a food or product. The same is true with your marketing. How about that? Just a little bit of an ingredient. Just you change it up just a tad. So anyway, I started looking. And so in this newsletter, I'm gonna run a copy of it, get it to everybody. It says this: 28 strategies for boosting profits without taking on debt, staff, or partners. How about that? That's pretty good. Pretty good headline. I looked in here, I was reading through, and I got all these different ones. Number 9, lock in sales in advance. Okay, so listen to this. All right, how about this? Any business that offers an ongoing service can get a customer started by offering the first service free or at a very cost, with one provision. They must agree in advance. If they like it, they'll continue to purchase it. So anyway, had people say, yeah, you know, I got to get my finances straight. It's a new year, right? So, well, why don't we go ahead and put your finances on autopilot for the new year? What we'll do now is we'll go ahead and set this up, and your first draft, okay, for your investment will start in January. What about that? Lock sales in advance. I read that and I thought, man, how do you do that? Well, what if you could do that? You set it up so the first draft's gonna be in January and we're gonna start the new year off right. Just something you ought to try. I'm just throwing it out there because all these ideas are ways to get people moving quicker. Say, I understand right now, but you wanna make it happen. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's open it for $50. And let's set it up to start in January. That'd be a quick idea, right? Okay. So then we continue talking about how do we build the business. Big picture thinking, always selling the vision, and then your e-method. You know, we had in the book report the e-method. I mean, she did what a great job. I mean, on everything about it. But the e-myth to me, okay, changed everything that went on in my business. I went to Hawaii. I was doing a $30,000 base shop, working my rear off. When I got home, not one single sale was made while I was gone. I was gone for a week. I made no money and spent money while I was gone. And always would do this. You guys, you understand the way people think that are like us. What I would do is I would fly home on the red eye, and I would land at like 10 o'clock in the morning or so. And I would already I'd book appointments until 10 o'clock that night. And my mindset was when I landed from Hawaii, I was going to pay for my trip by the end of the night. And I did that every time we had these Hawaii trips. But then what happened when I was like, what the heck is going on here? I left town and nobody made a sale. All right. And it just started bothering me. And what happened was everything in the business my business was in my head. Okay. I knew how to do it, but I didn't know how to document it. And then I hired these guys from the EMIP and they said, look, do you have a plan for? And it says a plan is written, then it can be documented and then you can do it. So I started EMIPing it. And then I started EMIPing everything about the business. Increase the number of clients. This is the way you grow. Increase the average transaction value. Increase the frequency. That's follow-up. Get more residual value out of each client. We put that into Sales Team Pro. Okay, about the lifetime value of a client, because what happens is, you know, I did a rollover. I say a rollover, multiple rollovers for a customer of mine. He retired October 1st, 70 years old. And he's got $700,000 with me. It started with a $25 per month mutual fund. That was all we did. All right. I did stuff with money market accounts, budget forms, all those kind of things to get people in. Next thing you know, so you increase the number of clients, all things being equal, you make more money, increase the average transaction value, meaning you do more for them. You multiply all the different things, increase the frequency in which they do things. You're back to them more often to where you get them to do a little bit more. Then you increase the residual value out of each client by keeping them, by getting the referrals, by following up, doing all that kind of stuff. That's any business. Okay. So then we've talked about optimizing. And what is optimizing? Make the most or effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource. So you look at it, you got people, you got technology, you got money, you got time. So you go in and you say, I'm going to optimize all these different things. I got my people working with me. I'm going to give them the tools to make them better so they're more optimized, so they produce more. I'm going to work on my time management so I end up doing the right things there and I get the most out of my time. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to be more effective with technology. All right. I'm going to be more effective using my money to grow my business. I'm going to go through all of these kind of things. And then one day you're optimizing. Okay. When then what happens, it's just to make as perfect, effective, or functional as possible. So every day I look at, you know, what's going on with Sales Team Pro. I look at my Primerica business. I look at the way I manage my time. Okay, man, I optimize the crap out of my golf game. I mean, you wouldn't even believe all the stuff, the stats and all those kind of things. You know, and what's crazy about it, as hard as golf is, I'm a scratch golfer. I have worked my ass off and I am right now 0.6 of 1 shot better than I was this time last year. And it's driving me crazy. I'm like, all that work for 0.6 of a shot. But you know, hey, you know, most of these golf tournaments on the PGA Tour, they play 4 days and it's a playoff or somebody wins by 1 shot. So it's all the, it's a 0.6. Well, that's 2 shots over 4 days. Well, that's better. All right. So anyway, you always find a better way. My dad used to say that always find a there's always a better way. Find it. Okay. Always a better way. Find it. Optimize it, especially on the front end. So this is how we start developing and building a base shop and getting it going. So the system is always all things. It's been this way back in the beginning of time. Okay, I remember a tape I listened to that changed a lot for me. It's a guy named Rich Thalle. He, at that time, when early in the company, was a big builder. He says, butts in the chair. The most important thing you can do to control butts in the chair is control the point of contact. You got to teach people how to introduce themselves, all right, in a way that people will be attracted. And I remember doing that. You do that, or do you want them to come at you? Okay. So what happens is you want to make sure that you're teaching that. Then what happens, the number of new prospects is the front end. The database is what you've got. Then from that, you create your invitations. Now, guys, I want to talk to you about this in a minute, but the bottom line is, is that our system, so you understand where I've all these webinars and things like that. I built my whole business around seminars. I built my whole business. That's how I did it. What I would do is I would corral everybody. And we'd have at the Marriott Hotel every 2 weeks, we'd have 300 to 500 people show up, have 2 big screens up there. We would do a how money works type introduction. And then we would do a quick advertisement at the end about recruiting. How did we do that? Hey, look around the room. We got more people than we can see. Okay. If you've ever thought about changing careers or making extra money, mark it on the sheet and we'll follow up with you. That's how we did our recruiting, but we focused in. And why did we do it that way? We did it that way because we were the only ones doing money seminars. There's 1 million people out there trying to recruit you into a business. So I thought, well, let's do that. So what's the system? We got the system. You got to get your people using the system. Then from there, you follow up on the system, you follow up on the database, you follow up on the invites, that generates your income long range. Now, everybody wants something right now. Well, you're going to get some of that. That's the small percentage of people, which according to all of the statistics, if you're doing a stadium pitch, you go to the Titan Stadium, you got 80,000 people. If you're selling cars, real estate, insurance, investments, any of that kind of stuff, and you were to do a presentation, there's about 6% of that room that falls in the category, I'm ready to do it now. Thank you for showing up. Where have you been? I've been looking for this. 6 out of 100. There's 20% of the bottom end, okay, that will always be broke, never be qualified, never be able to do it. There's 74% of the population out there that listen to your presentation. However, they're one of two things. Either right now the timing's not right, but they're going to do it sometime with somebody, or they don't really understand what you're doing, so you need to sell them over time. That's your database. So you collect names, you sell and educate over time, and then one day they raise their hand and say, I want to do something. And that's the long-term plan. You still get all your percentage of the 6 out of 100, but the idea is the system works like that. And what happens is you got to believe in that and grind away if you want to get your business going. The most, look, I had a client yesterday that I did a presentation on. This one actually came off of my radio. I do radio I've got 2 hours every weekend on the radio. They called in off the radio and they started, we went through the whole thing. It's like $200,000. And I met the guy, him and his wife at Starbucks. I went through this thing yesterday morning and he says, what is different? What do you do different? Okay. I said, well, to be perfectly frank with you, here's what you need to recognize. This mutual fund I'm showing you right here, the American Funds, is being sold and marketed by probably 100,000 people like me. They're everywhere. And if you purchase it from those people, you're going to pay the same front end on it, the same ongoing cost, and you're going to get the same return. All right. So I knew that when I was building my business. So the reason why should you do business with me is because I do everything in addition to that. So for instance, one of the reasons we're sitting here is because I gave you free education on the radio. You have one business card you'll ever need with me. And that is anything to do with money, I'm the guy. So what I have is I don't do it. Not only do I know about it, I've made a point to understand it. I also have made a point to connect with people that do it that are professionals just like me. So that's exactly why you should do it with me. And he looks at his wife. He said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. Did a $200,000 rollover. That was the objection. Why should you do it with me? So when you're talking to people, what is different? Okay, with you, we educate, we give great service, we do things that nobody else does. All right, what is it? Well, let me invite you out to one of our educational things, whatever. Now, with that being said, it being that good, okay, I wanna show you what last week looked like. 26 to the client education, okay, on Monday, 29 to join our team, 31 on the real estate professionals, 14 on the client education on Thursday, and 24 on Thursday night. Okay. So what does that say? That says to me, if I were running my base shop right now, I'd be all over everybody saying, what the hell is going on here? Okay. You got the greatest recruiters. You got the greatest, okay, people educating people on money, and you got 26 people out of this whole stinking world. Okay. All right. So now let me tell you about what's going on. So what happens is you've let your grind down. You're not focusing the way. So I would be telling you, I do this on Tuesday. As you guys know, I have one goal, is to promote helping you be successful. You've been part of Sales Team Pro. We're all doing well. It's a big, big mastermind group. But I'm looking at this. I'm saying, what the crap is going on when you've got people that are freaking 20 plus year. I pretty much everybody that's been that you is in these systems been around 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Okay. That kind of deal. And they're doing it. And all you got to do is start focusing your attention on saying, look, I'm going to quit worrying about the outcome so much. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get them in my database. I'm going to get them in there and I'm going to be available. So when they come up, for when they raise their hand, I'm going to be available and they know I'm the person. And the way you do that is you get them into these events. Now I want to show you the difference. This is what blows me away about it. All right. You guys are excited. Okay. About everything that we're doing. So I want to show the difference. So last week, check this out. We had 437 different users on the call last week. Our kickoff on Saturday, we had 1,069 different people, okay, log in. And Sunday night at 467. Now, I want you to think through this. That doesn't make sense to me that many people are in the client education, join the team, real estate. There's 2 million realtors, all that. It doesn't make sense to me that many people are there, yet that many people are showing up wanting to grow their business. So what it says, there's a disconnect. Where's the disconnect? Well, you got to get your guys thinking correctly. You got to get thinking correctly, because here's the thing. I want to own my time and my business. I don't want my business to own my time. All right. I want to be able to go do my business and my business work without me. How about that? All right. I want to put my time in. Guys, I've been doing this. So let me give you an idea of the schedule. All right. I've been working 2 days a week in my business since 2002. Okay. I started doing that in 2002. All right. And in 2002, I decided I started out working on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All right. Then what happened, and I've had somebody working for me on the phone since 2002. What happened during that time is I had all this front end from being on the radio, all these kind of things. I thought, you know what? I got 50,000 customers. I'm going to go back in and I'm going to build my business. I'm going to really train on teaching people me referrals. So we started going back to the customers. I paid money to a database marketing company to clean my database up. Paid like $5,000 to get the whole daggum, you know, at that time they used technology back then to get it all together, names, phone numbers. And we started calling people, and I would work on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Guys, that year I did 12 million personal. And pretty much that year, you know, I hit my $10,000 base shop, and it was pretty much me and a few other people. I'd already had the base shop shut down. So I decided I was going to do that kind of stuff. All right. So what happens is, what you have to do is you have to say, all right, I'm going to start owning my life. All right. Now, initially you got to go kill it. All right. So I work Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then what happened is I was like, you know, this is messing up my golf game. All right. So then I decided I'm going to work Monday when the country club is closed and I can't play golf. That'll be my day off. And then I'm going to work Tuesday until about lunchtime, right about now. And then I'm free. And I've been able to do that. And guys, I make $180,000 a year on my own pen, not including my $500,000 more I get in overrides, but I make about 15 grand a month doing that. So the point being is, start thinking about, now, how do you do that? You start getting your guys focused in on doing, using the system, the training, all that kind of stuff, and the marketing part of the front end. And then what you have is a system that you might be on there. Guys, I have not been on a Monday night presentation since we started them in the first week of April. All right. I did them basically every week. We did it for 12 weeks. I haven't been on there since then. We've got other people. So I'm getting the benefit, okay, of that. And I send people there. And I mean, you know, anyway, all right, I want to show you that. So what's the rules of the grind? You never stop doing what's working. All right. So you never stop doing what's working, and you eliminate what isn't working. How about that? So if you're waking up, you know, I read this article this week, and one of the articles said, you know, the first thing people do is they grab their phone. They start playing on Facebook and all this kind of stuff. And this guy was talking about how, what he decided. He said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna change the way I start. And he said, I had my to-do list. He said, I put my phone, I always charge my phone by the bed. He said, don't do that anymore. I moved it into the kitchen. He said, then when I get up, he said, the first hour, I will not look at my phone. I'll look at my to-do list, what I got done that day. I'll get focused in. And then at that point, he said, also, I started reading books rather than going on the internet. He said, because in that way I was focused on stuff, and he said it changed everything. And so if you're having habits that aren't working, eliminate what isn't working. Never stop doing what is working. Okay. You always optimize. You look back, you say, is this working? Yes. Well, how can I get a little bit better? Don't change it much. Just tweak it. All right. Eliminate what isn't working. This just doesn't work. I'm not going to do this anymore. This is a waste of energy. It's not working. You're always optimizing. Then once you do that, you then have the ability to document what is working, and now you have a system. Okay. So think about this. you've got that's how franchising does. They go in, they say, this is the way it works, this way it doesn't work, we're optimizing, da 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 da. And now we have a system where I sell the system to people. People pay lots of money for the system. All right. So now what you do is you document what's working. Now you have a system. Now you have your blueprint. You can hand it out to your people. You can put them on that. So now they're walking in a direction to where, how do I close a sale? Well, check out page 76 in our manual, and it's got the closing questionnaire. How do I get a new recruit started? Check out the sections on new recruits, that kind of deal. One other thing that I talked to Ed about, I talked to other people about, we're gonna take the system and we're gonna create a 30-day introduction to the business series. So you recruit a new guy and you send it to him, and it's gonna be made up of all of this content that we've got. So every day they get an email that says, hey, listen to this. Okay. Now if they're coming in and they really are legit, want to make it full time, it's gonna be 2 hours a day they get of training emailed to them. If not, they're gonna get a lesser amount if they're more of a part-timer. Then what you do is you continue to optimize after you have your system, keep it better, and then you grind it out and you run through the numbers. That's the rules of the grind. So now how would I go about introducing what's going on? And I'm going to turn it over in just a minute here. When you talk to people and you're trying to recruit people, talk about online, work from home. Everybody wants a legitimate professional way to earn money they can do from home. So what if you said that, you know, Dean talked on the kickoff about that, you know, about having word statements that matter. All right. So you want to be thinking that way. A side hustle is better than a part-time job. Okay. How would you like to make some money? Okay. As a side hustle or in your spare time. I don't want a job, right? What makes us different than other companies? We actually educate, not just sell products, remember? And we back it up every Monday and Thursday night with our client education series. It's a 12-part series to take you from A to Z on money. Everything you need to know to go from concerned and worried to confident. How about that? About your money, that you're going to make it. All right. We have technology that will back it up. We'll stay in touch. Your biggest problem with us, Mr. Client, is we're going to over-communicate with you, all right? Not under-communicate. You're going to be like, wow, you guys are incredible. My biggest complaint, you over-communicate. We actually do client follow-up and service. You'll hear from us, okay, on your birthday and holidays. You'll get annual reviews and every kind of thing, okay, to allow you to get financially independent. That's selling the system. All right. So now if you talk to somebody, you're trying to recruit them or you're trying to do business with them, there is a presentation that if you do that presentation, people will be like, man, you guys are different, right? This is a different kind of company. I want to find out more. And then you plug them in and get them going. Teach how the system works. You got to give free accounts to every new rep. You go in there right in the system and do it. You grow, teach them about growing the number of new prospects. Reward and recognize people as their database gets bigger. Grow the total database size. It's your database. You understand that? Everything below you. You teach people how to invite people to these things. The approach is the most important thing. In that Frank Venture book, I listened about that. He said that what he would do, he'd have a list of who he's going to call the following week. And then he started writing out what he was going to say to each one of them in order to get the sell before the sale. And what was the sell before the sale? That was the appointment, okay, before the sale. So let me give you an example of selling before the sale. You turn on the television. You got a truck, pickup truck going down the road. And, the you know, great scenery, all this kind of stuff. Ford truck, all right? Then what they're going to do is they're going to tell you to go to the website. The website is going to make all these special deals, and they're going to try to get you in the dealership. The dealership, when you walk in, all right, they're going to introduce themselves and try to get you to drive the car. Then after they drive the car, they're going to make the sale. All right. So they have a process of doing it, right? So you teach people about the system, and the invite is the key element to it. You increase the number of links sent correctly, and you come up with ways to optimize what you say then the butts in the chair get bigger. You teach people how Zoom works. If your team doesn't know how to use Zoom, then they can't close in our world. Then you increase the number of follow-up Zoom meetings, and guess what? You track your results, your cash flow grows, you're off to the races. All right. With that being said, I'm going to open it up for comments, and we will take from there. Hey, Dante. Hey, buddy. Dante. Well, guess what? What's up, sir? Let me tell you why you got added this morning. I would have had you on here the whole time, but I have to give you a quote here. Let me get this quote from Kristen. She says, I added Dante to your panelists. He did the join our team tonight, and he pumps me up. How about that? There you go, Dante.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Buddy, tell us what's going on in your world, what you're doing to make things happen. What's going on?
Well, first of all, man, I just really appreciate the opportunity anytime to be able to, you know, just get around you in your circle. Your brain works a little different than most people in Primerica that I'm with. You know, Sales Team Pro, man, is really one of those things that is helping us. We getting off to a slow start. I just got about 10 text messages from my teammates on those landing pages. And they all brand new people, so they excited to go get this free account just to be able to, you know, send those landing pages out. But through utilizing it, man, I've been able to get, you know, in the terms, a couple of recruits, some life sales, just dripping on people, you know, got a $60,000 investment on the hook from a young lady that actually works at Bob Evans. You know, she said, send me some information. No problem, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I'm getting my burdens there.
Yeah, so we were just talking, and she saw my my hat with the little symbol right there, and she says, "What do you do?" You know, and I said, "Well, I do investments," you know, and she said, "Oh, really?" And I told her, I always say life insurance last, but I said investments. I do investments and, you know, financial plan, game planning, and all that good stuff. And she said, "I got some money." That's what she said. So I was like, yeah, you know, she kept talking to me about I need some coins. I want to invest in gold or something like that. I said, we got some funds to do that. I tell you what, let me get your information. And, you know, you taught me this 2 years ago, put your information in here. And she did it, man. And I seen it the other day. She said she's been getting information. So we definitely going to get with her. Well, I'm just excited to be able to use it.
And Dante, one of the things that I tell people now, normally that right there, okay, in the old time, she would write her name and number down on a piece of paper, all right? And you would call her, and then at that point, who the heck knows what happens, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not. Now, in the case of this, guys, let me give you a quick story about repetition. I was going to do something on repetition today about repetition, and in the advertising world, they call it frequency. There's two things in advertising. You got reach and you got frequency. Okay. So let me give you an example of what that means. So reach is you run a Super Bowl ad and you reach 300 million people. Frequency is you have the budget to run it enough to where people remember. Okay. So if you look at the people that are the companies that run a Super Bowl ad, Budweiser. Well, Budweiser is spending $1 billion a year probably on advertising. All right. So they just did that. It wasn't that big a deal to them. All right. So what you have to do is you get a small group of people who get completely sold. Does that make sense? Then as you get bigger, you are able to do bigger. Okay. So what you want to do is you want to take your, what the point of it is this piece of paper is like running one Super Bowl ad. You with me? Mm-hmm. It'd be one Super Bowl ad. You'd run it one time and they forget. They don't even know who you are. That ad ran so quick. Okay. Ran for 60 seconds. And guess what? That's the end of it. All right. So what Sales Team Pro will do is it will frequently reach out to those people until you become the center of attention. Does that make sense? So you're the person that followed up that nobody else followed up. And then 5 years later, somebody will call you up out of nowhere and you're like, what the heck happened here? Oh, I've been getting your emails for 5 years. You don't even remember them, right? So anyway, so that's what is happening. Make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, I'm really being aggressive now because I'm about 8 grand away from 200,000. So, you know, I'm campaigning like crazy, man, to go get this other 8 out the way.
You got to
go. I appreciate you, man.
That's a $300,000 VA right there, Bubba. that'll get you right there. I'm sure you got somebody out there that's got 300 that you ain't got. Look through that database and you get it going. All right, let's keep going here. Jody, I see you there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, incredible job this weekend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So what's happening?
Well, you know, you brought my attention back to this e-myth. We were back in the day when you and Shane Rudman were battling it for number one. And it was all systems, you know, what you had and what he had. And then when he got sick, all that kind of went away for his hierarchy. And we've just trying to been figuring out some systems and plugged into you guys about a year ago. Been listening to your calls, and now we've got our own team website, our systems, and we reread the e-myth, and it just brought it all full circle. Like, holy cow, this is how a hairdresser that knew nothing about nothing in 2.5 years could build a 30 by 30 base shop, her fifth year make 160 grand and survive, you know, 25 years in business. But now we're more excited than ever because of this and what you've put together. Now we're just telling people it's all about the database, you know, and then working your system, putting five in a day, contacting five a day. I already sent my 6th birthday text this morning from, you know, whose birthday is today. And we constantly do that. And just like you said, this drip system, and I'm letting people know this is the marketing channel right here. You want to learn lead generation, you want to learn how to get, you know, 500 bazillion people in your database, and then how to continually reach out to them, you got to plug into these webinars.
You know, everything is about getting in a habit. You know, we're having every week we have always good information, we always have good comments just like you did. And I think what people got to realize is it takes you know, most every one of us on this call ran a Tuesday night and a Saturday morning training at the same time. Okay. And now what do we have? We got it going on. Okay. And I mean, now should just be, you could almost do accountability only with people. All right. And the rest of the time, plug them in. We got better training than ever before, but thank you for it. You did a great job. I just want to say that. Josh, what's going on, buddy? How you doing? Josh Mock, you there, bud? Josh, did I miss Josh? Okay. Who else we got on here and heard from in a while? John, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. What's happening?
Oh, man. You know, I'm like sitting here just like writing crazy notes because you're just changing the game for us. You know, we got a long history here, my wife and I, and we've plateaued at a little over 100 grand for a while. And I constantly say, you know, you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. And so we just keep getting refreshed and refreshed, ready to just grow our income like crazy. I find us throwing out more shit, excuse my language, that we've been doing from the past. To embrace this new way, we're just pumped, man. This is like therapy for me now.
So give me one idea that you tossed and one idea that you've changed and added.
Well, you know, I mean, perfect example. You know, we're like, you know, running. I'm a numbers freak. I know the numbers of the business, and we're doing accountability, and we're trying to get people to move. They're not plugging in the sales team pro. They're not using the resources, and you're kind of like banging your head against the wall because you're trying to move and move a base shop. You got people hanging on to the past, and finally we're like, you know what? None of this is working. I looked at the amount of webinars and trainings that we've been on in the past, you know, in a week for months, it's like 8 hours of just somebody's idea of how to run the business and getting rid of a lot of this stuff and keeping the message clear. What you just did today on laying out the system, I mean, we hosted the client intro last night, and the whole time I'm doing that for a half hour, I'm like, man, I freaking love our business, right? But we've got to get things streamlined into where the message is clear, the system is clear, it's one message, one system, and get the wrong people off the bus and the right people on and just go. I love what you said, just grind.
Yeah, very good. And great job. You know, we're adding, I mean, I just love all these people that we're adding in here, dude. Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy? Give us two quick ideas. What are you doing?
Well, to be honest with you, first of all, I wanted to say to you that I thought you brought it today. Getting after, you might even had a vein pop out of your neck there for a minute when you were talking about the grind.
Well, I'm going to go relax for 4 days and for a while.
But you know why I love that and what resonates with me when you talk like that is, for me, I was trying to cover my mouth as I was talking to my assistant and my son who were sitting here in the room, thinking, you know, we're not using Sales Team Pro to its fullest capabilities, because at the end of the day, we got to get out in the field and get out in the field, figuratively, get on appointments. And when you start talking about doing the grind and not giving up on that, and you know, two ideas are, we got to stay focused on our goals and get on appointments. That's where that's where the rubber meets the road. But I've got to continue to find ways to use Sales Team Pro to take my business even to another level. And I feel like I'm starting to do that, but I feel, to be frank with you, Roy, I feel a little frustrated that, you know, I'm not using it to its full capability yet. I'm still trying to get into your brain.
Guys, let me tell you this. What you got to realize too is, you know, I started putting email marketing together years and years and years ago. And what happens is you're building this pipeline, all right, and you've done all this repetition. And then what happens, you know, it's just like in, you know, if I go recruit a brand new guy, all right, and they're an RVP, they're 5 years out before they're killing it, more than likely. All right, but I did the work today. And that was the pipeline. And that's what you got to be when you're building this. Everybody, hey, all things being equal, you know, if you have more people that know you, trust you, like you, that kind of deal, there'll be more referrals. And the more referrals you get, the more money you're going to make, the more recruits you're going to get. Everything's going to happen that way. So I'm being frustrated is always good, but understand every day, do the right thing. Anthony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Roy, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, good. Give us some ideas.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the system in Sales Team Pro really is changing our business right now. Again, we've been working it since the beginning of the year. And I think I mentioned this before, just timing and different things come together in this Liberty Mutual early retirement. We've got 22 people right now that have over $1 million that will be getting that in the next 6-8 months. So the follow-up with that, and then using the workshops to get people interested in working with us, has been invaluable. And so right now, yeah, I think we got about probably 22, 23 million that's lined up for next year.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, so you got a pipeline of that, which will pay you how much money, you think?
It definitely will get me to the third diamond, if not the fifth.
Isn't that crazy? So this is what's happening. This, by the way, we are going to have a pipeline report. And that pipeline report, you're going to be able to go in there and say, here's what I got hanging out. You're going to put an estimate of what you need on that, you know, to get it done. And you'll know where you're at. Hey, Josh, what about it, buddy? Josh.
Hey, sorry, I don't know what was going on earlier. It wouldn't let me through. So, you know, the big thing that we're realizing with STP is you got to train on it. Mark, I know what you're dealing with, the frustration and kind of like this angst, you know, and what we're realizing is I have to talk about it constantly. It's like every time I'm talking to my team, I'm like, hey, I haven't seen any contacts going recently for you. What's your last 7 days look like? Just hitting a few things, kind of like Roy does every week, where every week I'm training, we're just talking about Sales Team Pro, and they're still not utilizing it at nearly the level we need them to, but probably going to take 6 months to a year, and it finally gets into the brains and we'll start really doing it.
Well, another thing too, guys, use the podcast. The podcast is a great way. If you get your guys to do that. It'll, you know, feed them updates, okay, when a new one comes out. I mean, so I would be thinking that way. I mean, I go to my podcast to me are what used to be the old cassette tapes, all right? And the difference is it's free. Everything's on there. And so I would encourage you to do that. But very good. Thank you. Diana.
Yes, sir.
What's up? We can't see you. What's going on? You hiding out?
No, I'm trying to get this thing working.
There you go. What's going on?
Technology is my friend.
Two good ideas right now. What are you doing?
You know, the good idea is pretty much what has already been said. We haven't been seeing the guys actually use it. So what we started doing is adding it to recognition. So when we do drill for skill, we basically look at the sales team pro and how many that you've loaded, how many that you've sent. And we really give shout outs to those people. We have a new young lady that's brand new to one of my teammates' team, and she's loving it because she thought she couldn't use it. So it is something you have to constantly talk about and constantly reiterate. I love broadcast. I said that before. I love broadcast because I like creating my emails and sending them out with the links and things of that nature. Love the new landing pages because it really just takes that fearful representative and it takes the fear factor away. It addresses what they are fear the most. So when you get that information back, Roy, and that information says, hey, I'm ready immediately. I need 500,000 plus. So when you're calling, you're not now having to turn yourself into the salesperson that everybody hates to be, right?
And here's the thing. You're calling regarding the email I sent you. Guys, how simple is that? Okay? You can teach that presentation simple. I mean, very good. Hey, thank you. We're going to keep going. Rich Lee, hey, buddy. You there? Rich. Rich, are you there? See if I can get Rich on here. Rich has been killing it. Rich, let me see. All right, let me see if we got somebody else in here that I missed out on. Cassandra, what's happening? Tell us about it. Two ideas.
Hi, Roy. I can't say enough, like everybody else, about Sales Team Pro. Still on the learning curve myself, but we're using it every day. The birthday calls have been huge. Our clients have really appreciated it. I actually have my office manager reaching out on the birthday calls every day, and it gives her, she's brand new, so it gives her an opportunity to introduce herself, but a reason to call.
Right.
And she gets, you know, annual reviews or, hey, I want to meet with Cassandra. So it's huge, but, you know, I'm right there with everybody else. We've got to get more of our team using Sales Team Pro.
So guys, what you're hearing is train on this stuff, get your people plugged into it, and let's fill out. Today was about, I saw the numbers, and I said, I'm going to talk about that. I mean, I always manage numbers. That's what I do, and I push numbers. And so you need to start filling up the webinar tomorrow at lunch. Call a real estate agent. Call somebody, get them on there for Thursday, and start filling up everything. Let's see. What we're going to do is I've got my key panelists that I always call on, and I'm going to kind of close it out with them and quick little few minutes. Where's Dean at? Dean, you there? Dean, is Dean there? Did I lose Dean? I may have lost Dean. Okay, who we got next? Ray, where you at, buddy?
Right here, brother.
Hey.
You know, first of all, last weekend was the bomb. I mean, absolute bomb. So much good stuff, people's stuff. But I think today, you're right on, man. It's the system. And I think every one of us are sitting there going, holy smokes, it's the system. It is a system. We're all doing meetings Tuesdays and Saturdays. Now we got it in place and, you know, we're not doing enough of it. And I think I loved the 30-day introduction idea. Plug somebody in. This is what you do for the next 30 days, okay, that you just talked about. And I think it was Mike Armendariz who said this, what you just talked about right here. I think Mike said this Saturday, you always get what you put in and you always get what you deserve.
Right.
So if we do this, we're going to get what we deserve.
Right. Or if you don't.
That's right. That's right.
That's it. Very good. Okay. Next up, Armendariz. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Mikey, two quick ideas.
Well, you know, one of the things that, even though we're digital now and some of this, the new internet campaigning, when you showed those numbers of the people that are attending and then how many are getting invited, and you were talking about always, you know, try and optimize. Well, the leader of the team should look at those numbers and then get involved in that and find out what those numbers don't match. So right. in that, there's still a little bit of old school stuff like, hey, Roy, I noticed that your numbers aren't reflecting the attendees. Where are you stuck? Need help with, you know, maybe it's softening up, like you were talking about Bettinger, you know, setting the appointment before the appointment. You know right. what I mean? You got to put some thought into that. So roll up your sleeves, get involved in that. And that's how you, you know, you optimize this new technology. But the like you said earlier, the numbers are the numbers. It's been like this forever. The mode's a little different, but the quality check, you get what you inspect. You need to get involved with those people and find out why those numbers don't reflect into activity. And then the second idea is there's either one or two things. And that's why as a coach, you know, and you're all, a great job on your golf score, man. 2.5 shots in 4 rounds, that's a pretty good deal, right? But there's a mental aspect to it. And I guarantee you there's either a technique or they're thinking wrong. And it made me think of that. I bought those CDs from that doctor, that PhD on. There's probably call reluctance. Right. And then you're falling back on technology to take the no instead of developing the mental toughness of what it takes to build you a big, big business.
We're not putting flyers on windshields, okay? What we're doing is we're contacting people more easily using technology. Hey, Bill, you there, buddy? Bill, saw your what's happening, man?
Hey, bro.
Bill, what about it, man? How was the weekend?
Outstanding. Was in Oxford, Mississippi for the big football game for the Tide and the Ole Miss Rebels. So it's great.
So any comments?
Hey, yeah. So, you know, I'm sitting here listening, and the one thing that hits me is, I mean, man, you worked hard for the last however many years to build this database that you've got. I mean, the size of the database that you've got. I mean, would you be doing what you're doing today if you didn't have a database that size?
No, dude, I think I got 9,800 names in there.
And so to me, it just feels like that what everybody's got to be doing. Not only should we be prospecting, but man, it is building. I mean, that needs to be, you know, priority number one, building the size of that database.
Absolutely. I mean, and because guys, all you got to do is say, okay, I'm going to close 1%. Well, if I only got, you know, 100 names, I got one. If I got 1,000 names, I got 10. If I got 10,000 names, I got 100. And so you want to be thinking that way all the time about, you know, all things being equal, we want to do that. And then what are the chances if somebody is opening that stuff 20 times, 30 times, 40 times? So very good. Hey, let's go real quick. Tommy and then Ed, I'm going to have you close it.
Hey, Roy, just to say exactly what you just what he just said, database, the size of the list, man. If everybody goes in and see, you told me when I met you in Punta Cana and I had like 100 names in there, you just said, you're not understanding this, man. You've got to get it to 1,000. And now we're at about 2,200. And we did 6 personal sales last week. I think I have 7 life sales this week. And we got recruits coming in. We got rollovers. We're just picking the fruit off the tree. And you said the farming of it. And then really, really qualifying the database, like really getting in there. So the pipeline thing for me is going to be unbelievable because I already created that with the custom list. I created my own pipelines. And I have my 90% of what's going to close on life insurance. And I have like 82 sales that are sitting in there, and
it's 82 sales. How about that?
82 life sales that are sitting in there. They're not closed right now, but we're just picking them off one at a time. And I'm like, you can't control other people. I mean, Hector said he's never been able to control anybody. So it's like, just keep controlling yourself. Keep teaching. Don't get frustrated. Nobody does what they're supposed to do. Okay. And they're never going to do it anyway. So I'm like, hey, I'll teach you, but I'm not going to get frustrated over what you're not going to do, but I'm going to do it. And it's been incredible. I mean, my brother's doing it. He's making 30 grand a month every month for the last 6 months. he's on track to make 400 or 500. He'll go right to 600, and he's doing NSD numbers now. So it's just doing it ourselves, and then making it look easy, and then keep teaching it. And that's pretty much it.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Kristen, add George. Hey, George, I saw your comment. We're going to add him, add George as a panelist. We want to start doing that next week. Lucas, we got anything that we need to cover?
Roy, we got one question in here that's waiting. Roy Davis wondering what's the best way to utilize the life insurance landing page?
Well, you know, guys, I mean, you got, I'll tell you what we'll do without me shortchanging it right now. We're already 30 seconds over. What I'll do is next week I'll get into more detail on that. Anything else we need to cover?
That's all we got here.
Okay. I know we've got a lot of questions on the free accounts. They're free. Give them to the free, give away the free accounts. Your max account owners do that. So anyway, Ed Randall, you're up, buddy. Great job. Great job Sunday night. You close us out here.
Well, we had a good time, Roy, and I continue to have a good time every time I get together with you guys. It's a great group of people. It is the ultimate mastermind group, okay? But I'm confused by these numbers, Roy. They really kind of blow my mind, and yet on the other hand, I understand them. And let me tell you what I'm talking about, okay? Tuesday night, that's kind of an internal get-together, okay? You would anticipate most of those people are already a part of Primerica, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the kickoff, what's that all about? Well, it was all about books and personal development. And we had more than 1,000 people attend that thing and hang in there. Most of them hung in there for the whole doggone time. What's that about? Who were we really focusing on then? Our associates, okay? Really trying to help them understand how to develop. I don't know how many new people were on there, but that's a lot of people.
Right.
Okay, and then the millionaires thing, okay? People were fascinated with these stories, and we're going to continue to put a lot of great people on. But, you know, again, kind of that's a family meeting, kind of our people. You know, and let me tell you about our local opportunity meeting. Bill runs it and doing a great job. They have one of the best contents. I mean, you ought to, everybody that views that meeting should join up in with Primerica. I mean, it's just great. They do a super job. We have great attendance by all of our associates. But, you know, we had a rule back in the old days, you remember, Roy, and that is if you look out at any meeting you've got, particularly an opportunity meeting, if 50% of the people on there are not new people, you're in trouble. Okay,
right.
It really had to run that number. Okay, today what I'm finding is that about 90% of the people who are attending a meeting are already part of Primerica. Now keep in mind, I'm a recruiter, okay? I don't spend a whole lot of time focusing on how to sell the stuff. You guys are better at that than I am. But I'm gonna tell you that it really bothers me, and I'm like you with my own, and I have to talk about my own team. I ask people, how many people did you invite tonight for this meeting, or today for this meeting, or this week for this meeting? Okay, new people I'm talking about, brand new people. You called it butts in the seats. We're just not doing a job there, guys. I have to tell you, I don't know where all your numbers are, but if you're happy with them, I'd like to talk to you about what you're doing, okay? Because I'm not happy with our numbers. And I would kind of doubt that anybody is today, okay? I don't know what it's about. Maybe we're depending too much on technology. Maybe we expect somebody to get an email and be excited. Okay, emails I don't think make people excited. I think the follow-up on the email is what makes people excited. So I think this is old-time stuff for me. I can get ginned up about it, okay? And who was it that said that you see that vein popping out? I got them popping all over the place these days because my expectations are a whole lot higher, and I know yours are too, and that's why you had this to say today, okay? And I'm pretty sure all my buddies on this mastermind group feel the same way. We can do better at getting people there, no question about it. I've said my piece.
All right, very good. Hey, guys, the point what Ed's saying, and I'm saying this too, is keep your eye on the ball. What you want to do is you want to take technology and help it grow what you're already doing. So you don't want to – see, one of the things that goes on, I believe this, when I've said this about Primerica, and this was kind of my viewpoint of Primerica. Primerica has built the entire business without technology. You got companies out there that have built their entire business without salespeople. You understand that? All right. I mean, have you ever had somebody from Facebook call you up and say, hey, I want to sell you some Facebook or some, no. Okay.
So what happens is you got businesses out there that have used technology exclusively, internet marketers that, you know, go out there and they do exclusively do that. I mean, a perfect example. So you guys listen to Grant Cardone, and he fills up arenas with people, and it's all from the internet. Okay. And he has a few salespeople, but he does. All right. Then we've got 100,000 salespeople over here that don't use technology. The magic is when you combine and utilize technology, and you use the face-to-face and the follow-up and the salespeople. You put a sales force with that's very tech savvy. Okay, then what you got, you kill it. All right. And that's what you got. And for a lot of us, we've been doing this old way forever, okay? And we're not even using the tools, okay? And then you got some people right now that what they think they can do is send out an email blast and sit back and the phone rings and they're gonna get rich, okay? So what you gotta do both. You gotta utilize it, put it together. If you do that, guys, we're killing. I know we went over today, Ed, great finish. Guys, I will talk. Hey, let's get some people in there. Next week, I'll give you the numbers. We got Wednesday and Thursday and Monday. And on Tuesday, I will give you the numbers of what happened. And I got all the numbers. I get them every week. That's the first thing I do. I'll put them out next Tuesday. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.